Municipal Budget.
There he is.
Okay, this is the Municipal Budget Committee. Today is August 14th. And we'll start with the pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. It's my folder over there.
It's right there.
Oh, it's here? Before we begin. Okay. Okay, we'll start with the minutes from last month's meeting. Any changes or corrections to the minutes?
My name is spelled wrong in the approved minutes thing. If I care.
Katarina.
You got an extra A in there.
Oh, Katarina. Okay. Oh, on the eyes. On the eyes.
Oh, it's totally fine.
If there's no changes or corrections, is there a motion to approve the minutes with the one spelling change?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Josh makes a motion.
I'll second it.
Second. Bill second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the minutes are approved. Questions from the last meeting? I didn't see any for the town. There were a couple for Stephanie. Brenda asked what the building improvements were for the put the budget over by $82,000 and $63,000. Stephanie said she'll find out.
Yes, I just want to check if it was line 5430. There were two of the questions on maintenance.
Yeah, there were two different.
And one of them was over because of the, we had to hire an agency to get custodians. And the other one was over because of the error that was made at the end of the year for the project that we did. They didn't, there was a credit of $50,100, so $49,900 had to be expensed last year. It was a, I'm pretty sure it was an accounting error. I brought it to the, it was like one of the errors that Corey had made.
Okay.
But I just want to make sure.
There was a question above, too.
Ah, here we go. So 5430 is the maintenance repair maintenance service. And she said that's where they put the contracted custodial staff. You'll see the savings in custodial salaries. We had budgeted 129, but they only spent 69.
Okay.
And then the other one was line 5434, which is building improvements, which was that accounting error that we had to expense last year.
Okay. And then the other question was why we were over on the assistant superintendent.
I don't think it was intended. I think it was an assistant principal.
Must have been assistant principal.
Yeah. She was a new hire. She was hired at a higher rate.
And the question above, the second down, I had asked about the health teacher and guidance counselor.
Yes.
And you said you thought it was a miscalculation, but you were going to look.
I was told the health teacher went out on maternity leave and they had to hire a somewhat permanent sub. I missed the other one, though.
Guidance counselor.
Guidance. So guidance teacher salaries was down. If you look at that 630,
mm-hmm.
So it must have been an error in.
Oh, and just in the report.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, Lynn, you had asked for Susan to look into on that second page to get the trustees' monthly report.
Oh, I thought it was quarterly. We agreed.
Yeah, I thought it was quarterly too. We got the report.
We do have it. We have the report.
We have it here.
Yeah.
From the trustees
for this.
We got.
It's updated. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, my error. I didn't see it.
Yes. No, that's okay. It's all
it's
on here.
Okay, we'll get to it, I guess.
Yeah, because
I have a little
Okay.
Stuff in here.
Thank you.
The yellow.
Well, that's what I thought.
Okay, so first we'll look at the town reports. First one is the revenue report. Any questions on the revenue report? They should be in order, unless you started moving things around.
I didn't see that, because it wasn't set electronically. Okay. I wonder why I didn't see it.
So year to date.
Revenue report, right?
Yeah, revenue.
It says year to date, is that for the end of July?
It says through, yeah, through July.
Seven twenty-four, yeah.
It's hard to question revenue when it's just always.
What it is.
It is, yeah.
Okay, so then we'll go to the expenditure report. Yeah, the town, year to year expenditure comparison. Any questions on that one?
Oh, okay, there we go. So this is as of the end of?
July.
Not August, right? Because it says 8/24.
Well, it says 8/24.
Oh, this says through 8/24.
Yeah, but it, I don't think it can be.
I don't think it is.
August isn't over.
Yeah, this is the same one we got. It's not.
It's a typo. Everybody's still within the budget.
Yeah, where's the police?
Yeah, we were just looking at that. The police is on page.
Page four, right?
Seven.
Seven, thank you.
So Sue, where are they putting, which line are they putting the details we're paying to all the other towns?
Payroll, it's the full-time payroll. So we hadn't really started paying them yet.
So it comes out of the full-time.
That's in the full-time wages?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But the reason it's not higher is because the full-timers have left, so.
No, we're talking about the details.
Right, but I'm saying that's why this line isn't higher. It appears like it should be, but.
What's that?
Somebody posted online that we're spending a lot more per hour on.
Yeah.
We were.
Some towns are charging us a big bill rate.
Really?
Yeah, Sheriff's County. Sheriff's County in Auburn.
So.
Night coverage is covered by the state police, but they're not charging us, so.
Oh, they're not charging us at all? Oh, but you have to remember, we're not paying retirement and health insurance and stuff we would pay for a full-time employee. Not that it's cheap, but it's.
But it would be, it's being left alone.
Well, I'm just wondering too, like, obviously if we retire, we're gonna have to up our wages, what we pay.
Not necessarily.
Well, isn't there, well, I heard that we don't pay our officers a lot, and that might be a deterrent for.
That's not true.
It's not?
It's actually not true. Or in my opinion, it's not, because we had a study done, what, 4 or 5 years ago. We had a professional come in, and they called all the towns around us and this and that, and we made a matrix. And from what I understand, we're right within where we should be or where we were. Nobody wants to work now, and certainly no one wants to be a police officer. So you're having to pay more just to attract a police officer, period, if you can get one.
Yeah, like, didn't one of ours go to Auburn for, like,
yes.
$10,000 or $15,000 a year more?
No, that's not, less.
Less.
He took a pay cut.
But he can move up in Auburn. It's a bigger, this is a little town.
Yeah.
I mean, and they can only, and these are young kids. This is my opinion. Mm-hmm. I mean, part of it's based on talking to them. And they can't move up that much. I mean, we've had a chief here for, what, 24 years? I mean, do you know what I mean? They can't move up.
There's nowhere for them to go.
There's nowhere for them to go. And when they're young and they're starting out and they're trying to.
They want to be able to have someplace.
You're right.
They want to
move up. They go.
They what?
They go-go instead.
Yeah, they do. They do.
So is the plan that we just continue to recruit, and as we fill those positions, we back off of the...
The detail.
The detail cops.
Oh, yes. Yes, for sure.
What's the plan? How many employees back again? Like, are we going back to 7 employees again? And where are we at now?
Right, but some of them are part-time.
We have three part-timers right now.
Yeah. 3 part-timers.
They'd ideally like to staff the department. I think 7 was the number that they'd like to be back at 7. They were at 7.
7 bodies.
Do we still have 1
full-time? Not necessarily full-time.
How many would be full-time?
There's one at the academy.
7
I thought Chief was staying
7 FTEs, okay.
Yeah. Just, it's more for coverage.
She gone?
She's hurt.
Would that be 24 hours, like coverage at night, too?
Yeah, it would be some covering night shifts. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
When is Mike retiring?
He's checking, he's going to the retirement thing at the end of this month, is it?
I thought I heard October 1st.
Right, which am I?
Yes.
Yeah. When does the new police chief start?
Do we have a new police chief? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's already out there. Brian's introduced him at the... Okay. Yeah.
That's some at the facility.
I was just going to say so.
I'm like, oh.
We were going to kind of wait on that, but I guess we're not. So, yes, we do have a new chief.
When will it be announced officially for the town?
There's a swearing in. Let me look at my calendar. September 9th, I think.
That's his first day.
Okay. Yeah, so it'll be at the selectmen's meeting.
People are wondering.
Yeah.
So we'll be okay financially anyway.
Yeah, we're not. I'm a little bit more nervous about this year's budget than I guess other people are. We have 5 months left, and I did the multiplication. It looks tight to me. I don't think we'll have a lot of extra.
No, but last year, in July, at the end of July of last year, we were at 48.21%. This year, we're at 50 at the end of July. So she must have ran this report like mid-month, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of July this year, we're at 52.62, but we're bi-weekly payroll now.
I was just going to say, does that...
I think we're right on target.
I hope so.
Same as last year.
Well, yeah, I just thought we were going to have to start spending more on where we can find it for police, but...
Well, we will. I know we will for the fire department. We're going to have to find.
Yeah, because there's on the budget.
Yeah, that's another whole situation. They have to be paid now, what, every week or every other week, I guess?
It's bi-weekly, yeah.
Yeah, instead of the stipend they used to get twice a year or once a year or whatever. But that's not our doing, it's the law.
This is the volunteer firefighters?
They're not volunteers anymore.
They are volunteers, though.
Well,
they really are.
They get paid.
They don't get benefits. They don't get...
Yeah.
They really are volunteers with a stipend, but now the stipend has to get paid every 2 weeks instead of once or twice a year, whatever we were doing before. Yeah.
But we budget for that, don't we?
We did. We did, but because it's... 'cause I know we're short about $15,000 in that line.
Why?
Because you had to put everyone, like lieutenant, captain, you had to put everyone in a category. So some people made a little bit more.
There's new law.
It wasn't just grade for all.
So did they mandate more money for these people?
Yes.
Yes.
So they did. So they
and you had to pay them the rate that they get. So a paramedic might be getting $32 an hour,
yep.
And before they'd get points. And it wouldn't come to $32 an hour.
Okay.
So if they showed up for a fire... They might get 1 point worth $20 or 18,
okay.
Whatever it was. Now you have to give them the $32 an hour.
And we didn't know this was coming.
Surprised
us.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Good old government.
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
The government didn't file.
Yeah.
The what?
The government didn't file the suit.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't surprise us.
Oh. No, we took care of it before.
Before they could surprise us. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
I don't know what the other departments are doing. I really don't, because they do the same system that we used to have, but it's their problem.
Okay, any other questions on the expenditure report? Okay, then we will go to the ambulance revolving fund. GL transaction side account. I don't know what GL is.
What's GL?
General liability.
Is it?
General ledger.
General ledger. Okay, but it's the ambulance. And this is the revolving account.
So are we reading it right to say we have $187,000 in it?
No, no.
We don't read it right.
So if you look at the very top, it says ambulance service, beginning balance, $197,325, ending balance, $99,350.
Where am I standing?
Am I on the?
At the very, very top.
The first page, what are the first page?
Beginning, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I believe those numbers at the bottom are if you add up all the expenses and all the income, that's what those numbers at the bottom are. That's not what's remaining.
So $89,887,000.
Right, that's what it, I mean, that's how I'm reading it.
It's a balance as of 7/31, it's $99,350.
Yeah, that's what she gave us, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you got that?
Yeah.
And that's a receivable.
No, that's the money sitting there in the, in the.
But that has been received.
Yes, yes.
For, not from the tax, not from the town, but from income.
From the ambulance service.
Wages aren't it.
From the revolving fund.
So if it started at $197,000 and it's now $99,000, where'd the $100,000 go?
Well, if you look at it, $150,000 to Autotronics.
Yeah.
And then $11,000, so $161,000 went to Autotronics.
And what is that?
I'm assuming it's radio equipment or something like that, I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Where are wages?
For the brand new ambulance?
Well, they have two, I mean, we kept the other one.
Right.
So I don't know which one they.
So why are we investing all that money in the second one when we just squeaked by with a new one?
I don't know, Dean would have to answer that.
Well, you're gonna have to.
I'll find out, yeah.
That's a big expense that wasn't.
All right, Kelly might.
Well, none of these have to be approved.
Yeah.
They just.
Well, no, but it's, you have the right to know.
But, yeah, I mean, we.
But I'm saying it wasn't discussed.
We supported a brand new one, thinking that that was great. I didn't have any clue that we would also be spending $160,000.
I don't know what that was for, I really don't, so I don't wanna tell you something.
I'm just guessing because.
Autotronics is an ambulance and public safety vehicle sales company. I just Googled it.
Oh.
Autotronics LLC.
But I wonder what they would've bought.
Maybe that was the money on the new ambulance.
Purchase of the ambulance, that's what it was, the new ambulance, that's why it's so high.
February. Well, that's the new ambulance itself?
With the $150,000, right?
Yeah.
They're expensive.
So in other words, they paid for the ambulance out of revenue.
Out of this revolving fund.
Well.
$150,000.
Yes, yes, indirectly.
Because the capital, the money came out of the capital reserve fund for that, too.
And, yes.
So this is the balance that came out of this.
You don't get an ambulance for $150,000.
Yeah, and you'll see, and then the rest of the $250,000 came out of this.
Yeah, this one shows.
If you go to the other thing.
The ambulance.
$243,000.
The functioning of the ambulance, that's very confusing.
$243,000 plus the $150,000. That was for the new ambulance.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, any other questions on the revolving fund?
Is the police fund here or just the?
No, we don't have the police. No, we don't have the police. Or the highway.
Can we get that next time?
Which we did request.
Yeah.
We have the features, we have the capital improvement budget.
Yeah, but we don't have the revolving fund for the police or the highway.
We don't have the revolving funds.
Yeah.
Right.
I have something here, but I'm not sure it's, sorry.
Next meeting, how about we get?
Yeah.
Okay, next is the, now, this is where I get confused. Next is the future capital improvement, plus, yeah, the safety facility activity. So which that ended in March of 2024. But then on the right-hand side is the future capital improvement.
This is their activity on the left, and on the right is the.
Well, that's just the safety facility on the left.
That's all.
Safety facility activity.
Right.
And then on the right is the capital improvement and the activity. But the reason that I'm confused here is because it shows the balance, as 396,000. And then if you look at the trustees of the trust fund, it shows the balance second from the bottom on the next report.
Future capital improvements?
Yeah, 298,000.
But well, grand total of principal and interest is 407.
Yeah,
407. Right, 407 is the...
That's
so there's
the
20,000
beginning
plus in income.
Balance beginning but year.
I'll bet you there's date differences here. Maybe or maybe not.
No, it says
it's
August
8th, and this says August 8th, so it should be... Oh, the interest is... No, they have the interest in here.
Yeah, well...
Well, this is estimated balance, so that's not far off. That's the year beginning. Okay, I got it. Okay, so this shows, it starts in, it does it by 20, 21, 22, 23, and 24. But then it shows the beginning balance not confirmed. I don't get that.
Did she print this off? Did the financial...
Yeah, Donna Becker kept the spreadsheet. She printed
that off, but this is from the trustees?
Yeah, this is from the trustees.
This is from the trustees.
This is from the trustees. Okay, that might be, it's not the same person.
Yeah, and it's...
So it's off somewhat, but we can find out why.
So we would have to assume that this is more accurate.
I would say that, because they just matched
it. Yeah.
Yeah,
this is more accurate than...
This says estimated balance, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. So... We got the beginning balance. See, they're both off a little bit. 302 and 298.
Mm-hmm.
Then warrant article 18, and then the ambulance payment, and then expenses. I don't know what those were.
See, I don't know what the... No, because the expenses, that's... Well, we paid the architect.
Oh, that's the...
Yeah.
Right, but that was only... That was... Oh, yeah, that's the 2577. So it came off, they paid
it. That's it. Yeah,
okay.
That's the expense.
Yeah.
Okay. And the interest. Okay.
But I can find out why they're a little bit different if you want.
That's okay. They're not that much different. That's fine. It could be.
So what's the status of the police station?
Josh went to the meeting.
Josh went
to the meeting this month.
Yeah.
So I can tell you, it's my first time attending the meeting, but right now, there's really no action right at the moment in terms of, like, there's not... Got to do a little bit more discovery to see what there's available, because there's a lot of discussion at the meeting. There's a lot of discussion about, like, is there funding available from the federal government, and what does that look like? Most federal funds require matching funds. Would the town actually even support another warrant article with any kind of bonding?
Mm-hmm.
So rather than continue that down that discussion road, I said, why don't we go ahead and communicate to our members of Congress, ask them what there's available for grants, see what those grant requirements would be, and if any of them would be something worth exploring any further before we even have any conversation about putting anything in the warrant, up for a warrant article, or moving forward with anything. Because,
but Josh, we don't have a grant writer.
Well, the fire department
does.
We
don't necessarily need a grant writer. A grant writer is that you have to see what's available before you even go ahead and worry about whether or not we have a grant writer.
Okay.
Because there are some grant writers out there that will do the work. From my own experience, I know there are grant writers that will.
You can hire them.
You can hire them to
on
do
the
it.
Spot?
They're so
because okay. I heard the fire guy was.
He's
fire.
Dean had said no, they don't actually have someone that can do this type of grant writing.
Yeah.
But we're going down this rabbit hole right now. This is what the committee was doing. I said before we can go down that route, let's see what's available out there.
Right.
Let's have a conversation with elected officials, because ultimately the sense was that I got from the committee was, there's people in the room who feel like they need to do something to address the functionally obsolete police station or police area.
Before you go on with the grants, I know somebody that got in touch with Senator Shaheen's office, and this town does not qualify for any kind of grants because we make too much
money. That's what Dean told them. He said there are no grants.
He
said that at the meeting.
It'd be great, but no.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because we make too much money.
Yeah.
Our average income is too high.
That's crazy.
Are they back to a new building? Are they not going to add on to this one?
They need a new building.
Why?
They still don't have a plan, because there was discussion about adding on here, and then they ran into the variables of, you've got the septic. Do you have to move the septic? That's going to be costly. Can you really add on? Where would you add on? things of that nature were a longer, there's a longer discussion, but that's the general highlights of it. And then the idea was, well, what about exploring how you're going to pay for it, even if you don't build down the street? How are you going to do anything here? It'd require probably some sort of bond article. And a point was brought up during the meeting that the voters overwhelmingly shot down the $3 million proposition. It wouldn't be a good idea to go back to the voting public and say, will you support something as an alternative when there's no appetite really for any kind of...
Correct.
I think there's an appetite. I don't think they understood.
I do.
I think they understood. I think they did. I think people are just so hard-pressed.
$3 million, it was not going to be $3 million because there was no financing connected.
Yeah,
that was without the financing.
Until July, so you can't predict it.
I don't even think that was a variable. I just think people saw $3 million and said, well, no way.
That's the starting point.
That's the
starting point. But now we don't have any police to...
You know as well as I know.
That's not why they're leaving. Please don't think that. That is not why they're leaving.
Agreed, but that was one of the many talking points.
That's the rumor around here that they're leaving because of that.
Where do you expand out to?
Susan, may I ask?
I wasn't there for
the
entire
conversation. Only one person speaks at a time, okay?
But ultimately, there was a lot of discussion about, that was going back and forth about, well, what are we really going to do? And rather than continue down a rabbit hole of, well, let's just go ahead and see what there's available for grants. We don't have any money available. Do we bond out? Let's see what there's available for pathways to help subsidize the cost or pay for this without having to dig too deep into the taxpayer's pocket. In other words, rather than go back to them with the $3 million proposition again, let's see if there's alternative funding solutions out there and have that at our next facilities meeting conversation.
What's the next meeting?
I'd have to look it up. I don't have it now.
It's the 7th or 9th, right?
Am I missing anything from the meeting?
We'll add on to that. They did, Tom Severino did conceptually, he didn't print out the plans, but they decided that the adding on was not feasible. And Tom said that at the prior meeting, it was the adding on.
So that's dead.
That's not going to work, yeah.
I think he thought it was going to be, from what I understand, I listened to the minutes. I listened to the audio, which might be better sometimes than the minutes, more detailed. And I think it was going to end up being about the same price to do it here. My only argument would be, we have services here. If they go to a different building, they didn't include maintenance, they didn't include computer, they didn't include any of that with the $3 million. None of that was included. That was my thought, is if we can keep it here and just keep, we'll use the same cleaning service, just add on some, you know, that type of thing. But I don't know. We'll see what the voters decide. Some people wanted to bring it up in March, mm-hmm. is what I heard, and others said no. And
this coming March?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And the discussion that I heard was they had planned on adding the fire department, but they hadn't told Dean that. Mm-hmm. And so he came to the meeting. And that's, yeah. He was pretty good, though.
I thought so.
He wasn't too bad.
Josh, is any money being spent on plans to develop for nothing? No, we won't see anything hit the cap.
Right now.
Because the town said no.
I got that impression. There's nothing to spend money on at the moment. There's no other future plans to do.
No plans to...
No, and that's why Tom Severino, being a professional contractor that develops, came and said, like, here's your options and here's the rough cost of what they would be. And that's when they said, you know, adding on the police department here is going to be almost as much as building fresh down the road.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to get everything that they'd get at the new location. And then we do have plans. At this point, just what do you want?
Have plans for the police.
We can subsidize some of the funding.
Yeah, that's all.
But
the building's designed to be modular so it could be added onto at a later point. The lot would be big enough where you could build. My understanding from my one meeting with this facilities group was the idea that was proposed to the voters is a bare bones plan of it's a police department, and then later if you wanted to add on a fire station, it's like Legos. It's modular enough that you can build on to that, and there's enough space over there to do that. That would be kind of the idea.
And they can do freestanding buildings too.
Yeah.
The only thing that I never got an answer to, and I'm still not sure what the answer is there a well over there? Now, somebody said yes, but I haven't heard a thing about it. I mean, a well, you know how expensive that can be.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a septic that I know of. I mean, there was a house there, but I'm not sure what they had for a septic, if you remember the house.
Well, it had to be redesigned anyway, because you're talking a different, mm-hmm. different kind of building.
Commercial, yeah.
Different kind of water.
Yeah, yeah. Different hazmats to deal with yeah. as well, yeah. fire trucks and all.
So I don't know if that was included in the $3 million. I'm not sure. I wasn't on the committee.
I thought it was just a building.
I think it was. Well, and it was a parking lot, I think, and all that.
When you propose a building structure, it's got to include that.
But it wouldn't yeah. include, like, your normal expenses.
No, no, that wasn't in there. The cleaning service, the yeah, no. computer, yeah.
Yeah,
no.
to Susan's point, you know, here you have the electric bill, you have the yeah. meter on the building, you've got the well system, you've got someone to turn lights on and off and clean the building. I mean, you've got that built in here if it were to expand out to here. But, you know, ultimately, again, there's it seems like there was an understanding from the committee that the voters aren't really having an appetite for a large warrant article to come back forward. You know, might want to wait on that, or just, you know, see what else they can do. There's multiple other avenues that we could probably take. I don't want to speculate what the committee will discuss, but I think there's probably other solutions other than just putting a warrant article out there.
Yeah, they need to get up to code.
Is it crazy to think, why not just give them this building and move the offices out there?
To where?
Would it be cheaper to build a building just for offices?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, instead of the yeah. Sally Port and all that?
Yeah.
Well, it was. Yeah. I've heard the suggestion that we, at the school, now since our school population, we went from 500 kids in that school to 200 and whatever, that building and that one building in the front of the school mm-hmm. could be town offices, and the police could have this building.
Yeah.
So I was told that got thrown out because there's certain people that are not allowed to be around children that would have to come to the police station.
Yeah, but that's if you put the police over there. Right. He's talking about putting
the town offices
yeah.
over there. Not the police.
I hadn't heard about that. That's an interesting concept.
We did.
I mean, as far as I know,
it was brought up with the school, and they said absolutely not.
They said there's no room.
Still running the building.
People start to register their car.
Yeah,
and there could be people that probably should.
Yeah, there's no empty classrooms.
But those people have children. I mean, they still.
I know.
Walk freely in our community.
Yeah, I was going to say they're Hanford, you know they are.
Except for being within a certain
that's
distance.
That's what I heard.
That's the reality of it.
Yeah.
Some people,
there are a lot of sex offenders
children.
In town. You should look it up.
And they have to register their cars.
Whether they walk in Hanford.
They can do that online.
They can do it online.
Yeah, and you've got room over there.
Yeah, but you can't make them.
There's no entry classroom.
It's an interesting idea.
That is an idea.
That is. I hadn't heard about that, moving the town offices over there.
Yeah.
Do we own the building, or does the school own
the
building?
Well, the town.
The town
does.
We own the building.
Right.
Yeah, the
so
taxpayers.
So we would ultimately make the decision mm-hmm. if it gets moved over there.
But if
the
there's
town?
No empty classrooms, what do you do?
I thought they weren't using the front building.
Well, it's far as using it.
So do we own any other buildings in town that aren't being used?
Not being used.
There's the Smith building.
Oh, let's not go back there again.
Oh,
no.
Do I have
I was just, Carla, we're just kidding if you're listening. Yeah, not that I know of. We have land, but not buildings.
Can we put modular classrooms over there to free up the space? Because, why
would you put a kid in a modular classroom when you don't need to?
A lot of schools have modular classrooms.
Because they need to.
Well, Manchester's only doing it because they're building and renovating.
Well, for the
Deerfield
same respect,
has some, too, I think. So we can do a modular town hall.
True.
You could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could.
You could buy a house and renovate it.
How are we feeling?
What's his name? Zaja, Sarah. I keep looking at that house over there, but, you know, the White House, because mm-hmm. he doesn't live there anymore.
Dr. Zhang.
I mean Zhang. Why do I call him Zaja?
Do we know how much this building cost?
I know.
At the time? Like
this one? I don't remember.
Do
what?
$300,000
when
they
built
it.
What was that, 25
two,
years
220,
ago?
I thought it was
late
2
90s, right?
245 or something like that.
Well, like the town could still have meetings here, too, if it was a whole police station. I mean, you still have this room.
Yeah, this
available.
Is a large space for 7 people who are on the road most of the time, I would think.
They should be on the road.
I think
yeah.
it's the holding cells for.
I think that's it.
Juvenile.
The juvenile, the holding, the Sally Port. There's a couple of things that they need. And that's what I was when
you
I was.
A couple tarps over the driveway, right?
Yeah. How about just
kidding.
Taking the
kidding.
Building inspector out and adding that to the police station?
Why don't we put someone over in the Moore Park in that big vacant building? That's
There's
vacant.
There's a building over there?
I think that was added.
Yeah, the clubhouse.
So. Well, that doesn't.
The
nobody's in there.
The bathroom?
That doesn't.
No,
the
whole
town.
The whole
is
clubhouse.
Oh,
doesn't CYAA have
it's
that?
It's not that big.
No, CYAA doesn't have. It doesn't have that.
Anyway, we can go on.
Yeah, we're not on the committee, so that's their problem.
This is enough.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
It's enough. Okay.
If there's anything more to report for next month, I'll bring it back. But right now, it just sounds like there are anything in the past. There's really nothing to take action on for the committee.
And if they think the federal government's going to pay for it, think again.
I was going to say.
I'm not optimistic about it.
They're out of
money.
Well,
we make too much money.
I'm sure.
The average income in this town is way too high.
So quit your jobs, people. No.
Well, you have to have a lot of money to move into town.
Yes,
now.
You do.
Yes, that's the reality.
Yeah.
You were right.
Yeah. Okay, the next is the report of the trust funds. Any questions on this one?
So the ones at the top, you can only use the interest, and the ones at the bottom, you can use interest and principal. See that separation there? Non-expendable? Okay. Which is such a shame, because the balance on some of those are huge.
Yeah, but that would be only one-time expenditure, though.
But how do you ever get that down?
No.
I mean, it just keeps building from now to when?
Eternity.
Well,
can you get
permission to?
Yeah, there's got to be something.
There has to be.
There's got
to
be reasons to spend it.
Right, but I'm saying, if you look at the balances of some of these, I mean, they're huge. They're just huge. This cemetery, and all you can spend is, where's the?
$315,000.
Grand total of principal.
No, that's it's only the interest you can spend.
Where is the
But I'm saying.
So where does she have that during the year amount?
Principal, well, it's the interest.
Oh, the 91.80?
Yeah.
That's all you can spend out of that huge amount. Don't think that's too bad? I do.
That's the way it is. That's the way it's set up.
I know it is.
So
I know.
Look at the highway department.
That's. But I mean, there's got to be a way to spend that.
It's spelled out in the trust.
You can only spend the interest. That's what it is.
I know.
On the flip side, if you take all that and spend it on something, and then the next year you need something else, there's no money at all.
Well, not take all of it, but some. I mean, look at the balances over
the
here.
The Henry Moore Highway. What is that? Henry W. Moore Highway.
Oh, that's been around forever.
Yeah, forever.
That's been around
but what
forever.
What is the purpose of it? Like, what
highway.
Is it
for highway.
Road projects.
Yeah, road projects.
But if you look at what they give you.
Yeah,
yes,
they use it all the time.
Almost every year.
Yeah.
But there's not enough really to do anything big with it that you get to use because you're only getting the interest. It's that's what I mean.
Well, the original balance is probably, $5,000 or something. Who knows? After all these years, that's been around as long as I can remember.
1890.
Yeah.
No, that's 1927
was when
happened.
Almost 100 years now.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh my
God.
Wow.
That's also why the cemetery is 1890. That would explain why that's such a big kit of money.
There's got to be a way around.
That's what I said. I don't know if you go to the heirs. We did do that with this building to get permission for this building. We had to go to the heirs, but.
Okay. Any questions on that?
That'd be an interesting thing.
All right. Okay, that takes care of the town. And we have the school.
Any retirements?
Not that I'm aware of.
No. Oh, good.
Got enough teachers?
Yeah.
Buses?
As far as I know. We haven't had a meeting, so.
How does enrollment look?
We haven't had a meeting.
Okay.
So we meet on
September 5th. When does school start?
So the 26th, it must start the second. No, sorry, that's Labor Day.
There's a lot of
isn't
schools.
It the day after Labor Day?
So they go on Friday and then Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, over on the seacoast, they start on the 26th.
Yeah, I thought
all
the
schools
said
they had their signs
in
up.
August.
Well, the last
so
2 days.
August 28th,
29th. Yeah.
So what about encumbrances? Are you going to encumber the whole 300,000? Have you?
So
you have to do it.
I've already done it. Yeah. I asked her what the estimated amount coming back to the town would be. She said about 150.
Okay. Can we have a list of the encumbrances for our next meeting?
Stephanie, I know that we always budget you guys too far in advance.
Yes.
So sometimes the explanation is we had to hire a teacher. So how close at this point for the school year coming in? What is the ratio of children? How close are you to, if we got two more children, we need another teacher? Like, this seems to...
No, we had to hire a reading specialist, and then we hired a new kindergarten teacher because there were 39 kids.
Well, kindergarten, yeah, there was an influx. But mm-hmm. So there would there be, is there a threshold of we're close and we might end up this fiscal year having to go up in teachers if it is being discussed?
Kindergarten goes up again.
The state has regulations, but we don't go by those.
We're
our
way
class
below
size
the
is
yeah.
way
yeah,
below
like
what
below.
It needs
below.
To be.
Or our classroom sizes are 13 to 15.
Yeah. Go on the State Department of Ed and you'll see what they recommend.
What their threshold
yeah.
is for.
And we're way below.
Yeah, so one
way
year we hired and
yeah.
a teacher was for kindergarten so that we had three.
And now we have three and it's a big class.
And
I talked
class
to somebody,
again.
They had a meeting or something. And there's like...
Oh, the ice cream social.
Something. I don't know
yeah.
what they did. But she told me it was the class about the same size as last year's kindergarten class.
Yep.
And then there's some kids that may show up at the last minute. I don't
yeah.
know.
Okay.
Okay, any questions on the expenditure report?
So this is our year end.
This is the year
preliminary,
end.
Not audited, not voted on by the board yet. So,
did pig the team go up again?
Always.
Always?
Of course.
Yes.
I thought we
numbers.
Were renegotiating that. I thought it was.
They will not. They will not negotiate a cap or.
Well, why should they?
Yeah, why should they?
They don't have to know.
They don't have to. We're at their mercy.
Yeah, so it goes up.
We'll
last year was 5-something percent.
But it isn't the school board. The school board did not sign that contract.
Is that SAU?
No, no, no. Another school board.
So
that's why they all got replaced.
10 or 12 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can't.
How long is our contract for? Wasn't it 10 years?
I thought it was 20.
20-something, and then
yeah.
you can renegotiate every 5 years or something.
Well,
or
that's what I thought we were doing, but I guess they're not.
And they had said no to Candia, Auburn, and Hooksett on the
because we're too rich.
Okay, any questions on the school report?
Drive by.
Okay. Now, we have to do our budget committee budget.
Oh, yeah.
So, I gave you this.
Ta-da!
Do you have another copy of that?
Oh, here, you can take mine.
Yeah.
It's a secret.
Ryan's
wanting to see what you're talking about.
Is he looking at, he's probably looking at this stuff.
No, this one wasn't in your packet because
oh.
I just got it.
Yeah, it's for the budget committee, Ryan.
So anybody want to make any changes? I don't see any changes.
Well, we've got enough in there for her.
Is there a need for any changes?
What?
Is there a need for any
changes? I don't
changes?
See any. No.
We have enough for her salary to
yes,
go up,
we do.
Be bumped up?
We did. We gave you a raise,
okay.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I hope. We planned on it. So I don't see any.
So wait.
What?
The budget for 24 is more than what we requested for 25. For the secretary's salary. Am I seeing that right?
Actual expenses.
Yeah, she's right.
Budget 2024.
Went down like $30.
When did she
start?
Yeah, it went down.
Yeah, we haven't done 25 yet.
Oh, but
I
see,
yeah.
see, the thing with Joan is she doesn't use it nearly as many hours as anybody else
did. When
did
she start?
I don't know, Joan, when did you start? Do you remember?
Wait, I should remember when
like
I...
last spring, right?
Yeah.
Or was it a year?
It was right at the beginning of the new budget year, I thought.
Okay.
Yes, I think it was. Yeah, because you were doing the math.
Yeah, so it's been a little over a year.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I remember her drinking frequently. Yes. I don't know. It might have been the minutes.
I just want to make sure there's enough in there.
Yeah.
And why are we talking about our budget for next year?
Because the selectmen are formulating the budget.
On the
13th. First budget meeting is in September.
September 13th, and I urge you all to listen to that if you can't attend. Listen to that tape. They explain everything they want, every department.
So that's the Friday afternoon?
Yeah, it's Friday morning, 9.
Oh, Friday morning.
Yeah, but you can listen to the tape, the audio, the 13th.
September
13th. Friday the 13th.
Oh, my gosh, really?
I know, yeah, well.
At what time? I'm sorry.
9 o'clock.
But it's you can listen to it after the fact.
Yeah, but I'm saying it explains every single thing.
It's just every department head comes and proposes their budget.
Everything. Yeah, it's really priceless, I think, for the members of the budget committee.
So, if nobody has any objections, I'll just submit the same budget next year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. $1,562.
We are.
I like the $62, huh?
2025 request. I don't get that.
Yeah. I think that's mislabeled
the
or something.
Secretary, do you
what?
Down like, I don't know, $31.
It's
okay.
Messed
I'll
up.
Just
yeah.
I'll put the right number.
I'll just put. I'll send my little thing back to you.
Okay. You just level funding it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna do the same thing. same thing next year. Okay.
But I'll wait till other.
What?
The budget committee, the New Hampshire Municipal Association, that's September.
Oh, it is?
Thank you.
What's that date? See, I didn't write it down.
We went last year.
Mm-hmm. It's in September. It's coming up before I think we have our next meeting, or it might be real close. I could look it up.
Is it Wednesday? It's usually on a Wednesday.
Well, then maybe it's the 11th or something. Maybe it's the Wednesday after that. I don't know, but that's coming up. What?
I thought it was a very helpful workshop.
Oh, it really. I love it. Well, every year they change stuff.
Well, we haven't spent anything in that line.
Well, I don't know how that happened because we did spend it. Because she and
I went.
Three of us went last year.
Was that last year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is this. I'm looking at this year.
Yeah, but don't they have last year?
Yeah. Right. So we still have.
So we have how much in there for
$200.
And how much is it? $100 a person?
Like
yeah.
$75.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how many people are up for election?
You usually just two or three of you usually go.
Right. Yeah.
No.
Does anyone have an interest?
I want to. I like to go every year, but I can either go from their budget or...
We can make you go from the selectman's budget if we don't have
money. Well, we don't have any money. You guys do. The budget committee's careful with their budget.
I would be... If nobody else wants to go, I would be willing to go.
I'd want to see what the agenda looks like to see if it's something
different. Yeah.
Even in February, I'd go.
You can also do it
via Zoom. I just go in person.
Yeah. Okay. But that, it was enough before, and even we paid for Sue.
I think
enough
you did.
To pay
for
Sue. So, I think we'll just keep it.
Did you be notified when registration is?
Yeah.
It's on the thing.
Yeah, we can. Oh, it's on the. It is on 19th, it looks like, so.
Oh, the
19th? That's a Thursday. Actually, this one is...
Oh, if it's the 19th, I can't. I'm out of town.
It's okay. That's Littleton's.
It's a week before, I think, Andrea. Before
okay.
Littleton, isn't it?
Okay.
At the Dairy Field, I think, again.
Yeah. I don't see it.
You want to just send us the...
Yeah.
Send me the thing and I'll distribute it, and then if you want to go,
you go.
Tell Andrea. Okay, any other business, anything anybody else wants to bring up? Is there a motion to adjourn?
I will motion to adjourn.
Katrina makes a motion. Is there a second? Bill
seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.